At the White House this afternoon, President Biden said the White House military has made significant progress in evacuating Americans and their Afghan helpers from Afghanistan by the end of the month. That is when the mission ends. And yet he acknowledged that this is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history.
We're going to do everything that we can to provide safe evacuation for our Afghan allies, partners, and Afghans who might be targeted because of their association with the United States. But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
And with us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Good. How many people, as far as we know, have been evacuated? And what are the obstacles right now to getting others out by the end of the month?
So as of right now, 13,000 people have been evacuated over the past week by the U.S. military. We just got an update this afternoon. The pace is picking up, though the president said today there was a pause for a while in new flights taking off. That pause seems to have ended. He said he's committed to getting every American out of the country. He had a renewed commitment to getting Afghan allies out of the country. That's something that, frankly, the president has downplayed in recent days, even with these horrible images and reports of people fearing for their lives or risking their lives or even dying trying to get on these airplanes. But the president says these missions will continue, and he left open the possibility they would continue beyond the August 31st deadline that this is all based off of.
Now, Scott, the president gave a nod to how challenging this airlift is, but is the White House admitting to any mistakes here?
Still no. You're hearing a lot of the line that you heard from the beginning from the president and his top advisors, that this happened much more quickly than was anticipated, that no one expected the Taliban to retake control of Afghanistan so quickly. There's a lot of reports of cables, intelligence reports suggesting otherwise. And I asked the president at this press conference, I asked why, given whether it was now or months from now, there was a lot of consensus the Taliban would eventually make these gains. Why weren't these evacuations begun when the U.S. military presence was higher, when Bagram Air Force Base was still operational? And frankly, he didn't really have an answer for that question.
Right. There has been so much reporting about the intelligence and questions about what the president relied on. Did the president talk about what intelligence he did rely on?
He, the Wall Street Journal had one report about a State Department cable really bluntly stating the threats here. And in his answer boiled down to there's a lot of information coming in, but the consensus was that this would take longer. That's something he's been saying. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said recently as well. That seems to be the line here. We'll see over the coming days if that does play out. He's committed to a review at some point in the near future to see what went wrong.
Scott, let's play a little piece of tape here. The president was under pressure to make some remarks after not taking any questions in a statement on Monday, and after an ABC interview when he said the chaos in Afghanistan was inevitable. He suggested as much. Well, this morning on Fox News, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said the president should be impeached over this.
If Joe Biden does this, if he leaves a bunch of people behind who helped us, he deserves to be impeached. That would be a high crime and misdemeanor under our Constitution. Joe needs to go if he does this.
So, Scott, do you think the president has been able to contain a little of the political damage?
You know, first of all, I would say that the president made a renewed commitment to get allies out. It seems like he is trying to do that. Of course, this is dragged on. There have been so many both bureaucratic delays and physical delays of people not being able to get to the airport. It's unclear how many people will be able to make it out. I would say the overall tone and message today was much different than Monday, which I also attended. The president seems to have acknowledged and is talking about this like it is a crisis that he is managing, that he is focusing on, that he's putting the full resources of the U.S. military in. So that almost flip framing of this that you heard at the beginning of the week, that, you know, this was part of the decision making process and we expected this to happen, is certainly gone. And I don't think you should expect that to come back at all.
Yeah, we certainly heard a lot of how challenging this airlift is continuing to be. That's Scott Detrow, NPR's White House correspondent. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.